Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Trac O'Brien, and this week we're looking at solar panels. They are clearly becoming more popular and more visible on rooftops all around the country, but how effective are they? I met up with Tony Palmer, who invested last year in panels, and I started by asking him what difference the panels are making to his home.
What difference do solar panels make? Well, the first and foremost are, at the time when everybody's electricity costs were going up, our bills were going way down.
Okay.
With the energy costs, and you know.
So this is through 2022, when yeah, there's all the big.
Yeah, when all yeah. the big bills were going up, ours were going down.
Okay.
You know.
When you have solar panels on your roof, what kind of things are you charging with that? What does that cover?
Okay. Well, most of my house is electric. The okay. heating is electric, and all cooking, lighting as normal is electric. So, and the cars are electric as well. We have two electric cars there. So we use a lot of electricity.
Yeah.
People have a gas bill. We only have one bill for the whole house, just an electric bill. So the PV works really well with how our house is set up.
Mm.
You know, so when it's a sunny day, even in December, the power from the roof is going into the heat pump to heat the house. You know, it can charge the car, it can just charge the batteries
in the
house as well. So
the solar panel itself, is there a time of the year that it's going to be more efficient? Is obviously during the summer there's going to be more sun. So do you see a big difference in your electricity bills as the year goes on then?
Absolutely, yeah. The one problem with solar is that when you need the power the most in wintertime, the sun is at its lowest. In the months, say, from March to September, it works really well.
So there's very little electricity bill that you have during that time?
Very little. From about, I suppose, April to September, we've very little.
Yeah.
You know, it's very small.
And there's a credit, is there a credit system, or how does that work then? Do you get money
back?
Yeah.
Well, thanks to Eamon Ryan for that one.
Yeah.
That he brought in February last year, was that when you export to grid with a smart meter, you will get in the region of maybe 20 cent, give or take, depending on your provider, for every kilowatt you export. So you get a credit back in your bill for the electricity you don't use in your house with the solar panels.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, so that kind of keeps it, that holds off that electricity in the winter, it just holds it off that bit longer.
It's a bit of sandbagging. You can bank a bit of energy in the summer to offset your bigger bills in the winter. And for that reason, I'd encourage people that, you know, rather than putting in the minimum PV system they can now, put in the max that they can or they can afford right now. So that, you know, you're always going to have a surplus of power now. So that if you do make the transition to getting an electric car or a heat pump down the future, you'll already have the PV ready to support that.
Yeah. And is there the expense of solar panels? We were talking just before we started here. You were saying that they have come down quite a lot over the years.
In the last 20 years, they've really plummeted in price. They are quite cheap. They're an excellent investment for your home.
Yeah.
Absolutely excellent. The payback, you know, before the energy price rises, it was about 7 years to get your money back in the panels. Now it's probably 3 or 4, depending on your usage.
Wow, and how long do you think a solar panel would... What's their life span? Is it 15 years?
Their lifespan is probably 25, maybe 30 years.
Really, okay.
Yeah, depending. But now, we've batteries as well on our system. Now, most people may not get batteries, and that it's a personal choice whether you do or not. But the one thing we do is that we can charge our batteries at nighttime on a night rate, and use them during the daytime in the wintertime. So where people might have been paying, our price of day rate is something like 40 cent.
Yeah.
But the night rate is 12 cent.
Yeah.
So even though the day rate is quite high, we're maximising our use at the night rate.
There's a grant system. Is there for if you want to get solar panels? Or do you know?
Absolutely. There's an excellent grant system. It's about €2,400 the price of panels. And another thank you to Eamon Ryan. The VAT has now been taken off solar panels to make them that little bit cheaper. For people now, building costs and energy costs and, you know, the cost of materials has gone up as well, but they're still an excellent investment for people, and they should be part of the long term plan for people and their homes.
I'm beginning to run out of excuses to not get solar panels. That's where I am with the conversation. Thanks very much, Tony, for filling me in on that. And it's something now, there'll be some serious discussions going on at home about this, but thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Trac.
It is definitely becoming a lot more difficult for me to come up with reasons not to invest in panels. They just seem like a no-brainer depending on what you can afford. As Tony mentioned, even if you're starting off with a small amount of panels, you should prepare the system at this stage for connecting more in the future. You can contact seai.ie for more information about applying for a grant.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.